Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
I'm completely internally motivated, excited to get back out there.
Hey, let's go, let's shake it up. Way too close, don't play around.
We bring it right, we dominate.
I can make them shake, I can make them pop. I can make them roll, I've been on a roll, I've been on a watch. Claiming I'm your op.
We're back to business.
Come on, big timing.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN is the line. 888-729-3776. Good morning, fellows.
What up, boys? What it be?
Boy, this time of year is so great for sports, but for sleep, for us, not the best. Every day. Usually,
you get a good rest?
I mean, I usually catch up after, you know, if it's Sunday night, Monday night. Now Tuesday, I catch up. I go to sleep early Wednesday. There's no going to sleep. Yankees are in the playoffs. NBA season started. Everything is happening right now.
You got that big, pretty office in there, man. You need to get them to arrange it a little different. Put you a nice little sleeper couch in there.
Yeah.
Put you some blinds on. Shut it down. Get some Z's and then get to work and do just the end. You'll catch up.
You know that can happen?
I wish I had that ability. No, Key could just like turn it off and go to sleep. I'm caffeinated.
I can nap.
I mean, I can nap, but not right after a show. I'm caffeinated.
Man, I'm going to lay it down.
Can I tell you what happened to me yesterday real quick, though?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, something happens every day. Absolutely. So tell
then we're going to get to the huge breaking news overnight, but yes.
Of course. So
we got about,
ten minutes
to get to that.
Huge breaking news. I'm just saying, if someone's listening, don't go anywhere. Yes. Huge breaking news. Go ahead.
So yesterday, my son has surgery. He got his ear tubes in, right, which is why I missed the show. And I'm sitting there in the waiting room waiting for the surgery to finish. And I'm like, you know, Max has told me so many damn times. I hear it, bottom, lower right hand, third. You know, let me click on the app, live audio. Let me listen to it. Let me listen to my boys. So I click it in, and it's like around 7:30. And don't you know, the first voice I hear is Key bringing us in to a Hendon Hooker interview from the Tennessee quarterback. And he was like, oh, Keyshawn John. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is Deion Sanders. This is Deion Sanders. Why'd your voice change yesterday? How come you weren't yourself?
I don't think it changed.
No, Jay, Key, until one
really?
Part.
Oh,
it was, but no, we
oh,
were
Key
and
oh, my. You went into broadcaster 101 voice. Oh,
Jay, no,
we
don't talk like
Jay,
that.
We were talking about this. He's lying. We were talking about it. But wait, Jay, it changed at one point. He was into broadcaster mode the whole time until it was like, say, man.
Say,
what's up
man,
with these,
yes.
What's up with these thick-ass mustaches?
Yes, yes, I heard him went back. I was like, oh, he went corporate to street. He went back to Key.
He
be yourself.
What's up with the thick-ass mustaches?
I was proud of you. You got to a point where you went back to being yourself, though.
No, what it is you have to be able to warm up the individual you're interviewing, because when you're dealing with a 23-year-old kid that doesn't get interviewed a lot, you don't want to just be – you don't want to scare him. So you try to – ease into it a little bit.
The real version of yourself is scary hours for.
Once you put the toe in the water, you realize, oh, okay, he cool. He realized I'm safe. I'm not here to hurt him.
Right. Yeah. You got. I come in peace.
I was laughing my ass off. I was dying. My wife's like, what's wrong? What are you laughing at? Like, your son's having surgery. I'm like, I can't take care.
And
right
another
now.
Thing is, you talk to me every single day or off the air. So what
That's
I
true.
Say off the air will never be what I say on the air because I can't. I can't flow like that. Then it's
but
just,
still, I know when you go into your, you got the finger up, when you start talking like this, when you do your reads and the finger starts going like this, you go into broadcasting voice.
Listen, he can always take it downtown. He's got to take it uptown sometimes, right? You take it uptown, show people you have a little range. Listen, there was huge breaking news overnight. No one saw this one coming. Or did they? The Panthers have traded Christian McCaffrey to...
San Francisco 49ers, man.
Ah, see, I was going to build it up. What about the Bills? We were going to talk about the Bills and this and that. The San Francisco 49ers.
San Francisco.
So here's the deal. And I was thinking McCaffrey's going to go maybe for a second-round pick. Oh, that's a lot, second-round pick. He went for
the house.
So okay, the Niners get McCaffrey.
He doesn't listen to me.
The Panthers get a second-round pick in 2023, a third-round pick in 2023. So he went for a second and a third. Also, a fourth-round pick in 2023 and a fifth-round pick in 2024. He went for a 2, 3, 4, 5.
I missed the fifth. I said a 2 and 2 threes and a fourth, but I missed the fifth round pick. I missed it, and I
well, you
I
turned
missed
a
years.
You said two threes.
I said one two, a second round pick.
Yeah,
2 threes and a fourth.
So
round
you would have said a better package because they swapped the third out for a fifth.
Well, whatever. Yeah,
that's but a that, lot. But that's what for
I said.
A running
I said
back.
A second and 2 threes in a fourth is what I said they would get.
That's a lot for a running back, and does it even work without McDaniel there the same way?
But this is a relationship trade. That's all it is. It's a relationship trade. We want you so bad because we know you. We used to babysit you. I've changed your diapers before. My dad used to come over and feed you and put you on your lap. All of those sort of things with the Shanahan McCaffrey family dynamic. It's in Stanford. John Lynch, this is such a strong relationship that I would do the same thing. I would rescue my godson or whatever you want to call it from the trappings of the Carolina Panthers and whatever it would take on top of him being a fine athlete
and
rescue
and a receiver, by
yeah,
the way.
He gives me everything I need, plus I know him.
Could you ask for a better situation if you're Jimmy G? You're on a one-year deal, well, I mean, and they just acquire Christian McCaffrey. Now you got that, Deebo Samuel. You got pieces. There's nothing saying that this team cannot be the team out of the NFC right now.
100%. I love McCaffrey. To me, the two that I love, Saquon, because he's like a bigger McCaffrey, and McCaffrey. Those guys, when they're on the field, are so productive.
The sexy part of this, though, is now Kyle Shanahan gets to go split backs with Deebo and McCaffrey in the backfield.
Oh.
Or he could detach Deebo out of the backfield and make him a pure wide receiver in a motion.
You can do the same
situation
with McCaffrey, right? You could line
yeah,
McCaffrey
up. Yeah, you can,
up.
But the difference is when Debo's in, let's say they go split backs, and all of a sudden you want to motion Deebo out of the backfield, now you get a real true look at what the coverage is for the quarterback because if somebody goes with him out of the secondary, you know it's man-to-man. If you detach McCaffrey out of the backfield, a linebacker goes or safety goes with him, you know what the coverage is for the quarterback. It helps him out. And then if you want to turn around, as it spreads out, spreads open, you want to turn around and hand the ball to either one of them, there's a huge gap. I mean, it's going to be fun to watch.
That's a lot for defensive coordinators.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Hey, so Adam Schefter was talking about why the Niners had so much draft capital to give. Listen to this.
Keep in mind that the 49ers had extra picks from losing Robert Saleh to the New York Jets and from losing Mike McDaniel to the Miami Dolphins and from losing Martin Mayhew to the Washington Commanders. So the 49ers had six bonus third-round picks spread over years, in part that helped fund this trade for Christian McCaffrey that they agreed to tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about Mark Mayhew going over to the Commanders as a general manager. I forgot that. I knew he was over there, but I forgot. I knew about Coach Saleh and McDaniel, but I didn't realize.
But let's back up and explain why they have extra picks for losing those coaches.
Well, because it's a compensation pick that was put into the collective board or put into the Rooney Rule, so to speak, to give teams the incentive to hire guys away. If guys were to get hired away because they trained them, so to speak.
When you say them and guys, we're talking about
the 49ers,
quote-unquote minority.
Yeah, minority coaches. Minority coaches, front office executives, because they've deemed them as being trained underneath that organization. So that organization that they departed from should be compensated for that.
This is good incentive. This is strong. If your teams are, you could see it here, incentivized to have a pipeline of talent for minority coaching candidates,
coaches,
right?
Or
because
front office execs.
Not only do you open up the pool of possible coaches, making you a better team, right? Because you're not excluding a big part of the population. But then if they ever leave in success, you're getting third-round picks and stuff.
Well, not even success. They just leave.
Yeah, but if someone hires them away, it's because they're good, right?
Yeah, but they can go to the other place. So you know how that could go.
Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So the Arizona Cardinals beat the Saints last night, guys. The bigger story was something that happened on the sidelines.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
So I want to get you guys' reaction to something. Yesterday or the day before, I have no idea because I can't remember anymore because the days just bleed together. But J.J. Redick was on First Take, and he had this to say about LeBron James, and I want you guys to react to it.
We should treat this season as a celebration of LeBron's individual greatness, because he will at some point hopefully pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and become the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. And that should be what this season is about. Because spending all day every day talking about their deficiencies,
no,
that's not great. We know who this team is. They since they won the championship, they got in the play-in game the following season, and they didn't even make the play-in game the next season. This team has a lot of deficiencies, and this season should be about LeBron James.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. That's the softest thing I've ever heard an athlete say before in my life. I mean, I get.
What do you mean?
Well, just because when LeBron James passes Kareem, great. Like, I think he'll deserve a standing ovation. We play this game to win championships, man. I mean, and individual accolades come along with things that you end up doing. But, like, I'm not celebrating LeBron James for the entire season passing Kareem
when he's
there to win a chip.
Yeah, I think he's just saying that really tongue-in-cheek and just that the Lakers are not going anywhere. So they might as well just let LeBron score to pass up Kareem. That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah, but Key.
I don't think it's tongue-in-cheek. I think he's real. I think that's not soft, Jay, in the sense that it is – direct criticism of the Lakers.
Yeah,
it's the implicit in what JJ is saying is, look, for anyone who thinks the Lakers are going to make noise this year,
Absolutely. Stop
now.
Yeah, they just
all the serious people are already past that, right? So let's put that to bed. Now I'm going to build on something that takes that for granted. Might as well celebrate LeBron.
Yes, to me, that's tongue in cheek and just saying something. We all know the Lakers right now, the way it looked, they ain't going nowhere. And he's just saying, just celebrate LeBron while you put this team together.
But that gets on your nerves because as a competitive athlete, you're like, has it come to this for the Lakers?
Yeah, has it come to this for LeBron? Mm. For LeBron. Mm. I mean, and hear us. We talked about MVP odds, right?
Like,
and we're talking
do?
About, hey, maybe Jason Tatum. When's the last time we've mentioned Anthony Davis in the MVP conversation? Well, wasn't it 4 or 5 years ago people were talking about this cat being a top five talent? Mirror went from, oh, he's a top five player to, oh, maybe he's a top five talent.
Is like, he so a top 10 player?
No.
Is he a top 15 player?
I mean,
because LeBron is top 10.
It's always going to come into question when he's healthy, and I can never say he's healthy long enough to be a top 15
But that's
player.
Not even on him or LeBron. It's on Pelinka. And you, well, clutch influence it, whatever.
But Max, this
they,
is,
the roster construction will not allow
fine,
Anthony
also,
Davis
LeBron
to be effective.
Put them in this situation.
Fair.
So, like,
fair.
It's this is what's in front of them.
Boy, Jay's not happy about this.
Come on,
boy,
man.
He's serious.
Get out of here with that.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Kyler Murray got into a verbal spat with his coach, Cliff Kingsbury.
He's real animated over there on the sideline sometimes, so it's never, you know, calm down, we're good. You know, we're going to make it right. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Just chill out.
He looks lost at times as a head coach on the sideline.
Well, Keyshawn, Jay Willimax on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. Jay, it's so funny. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. It's so funny you bring up my voice was ringing in your ears when you were with your son in ear surgery, right? Uh-huh. So you're like, I want to listen. You went to the app because my Wi-Fi went out for almost 2 days. By the way, it started in the seventh inning of the Yankees game against Cleveland, right? So I'm like, no, not now. So
wait, it just started then? I swear I could have started a couple years ago when the show started.
Well, whenever we have conference calls that are inconvenient for me, especially. No, but seriously, it goes out and I'm like, what am I going to do? And I heard my own voice. ESPN app, scroll down a lot. But listen to this, because I wasn't actually using it. I was saying, scroll down to listen live. So I'm looking.
I
click
live.
On the ESPN app. I click more on the lower right-hand corner, where you can listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, by the way. And I scroll down. I'm like, there is no listen live. Oh, live radio.
Yeah,
no,
live radio.
Click on that. Boom, I didn't miss a pitch. It's great. The app is great.
Probably should have missed a pitch, but anyway, that's all.
Well, no, not against Cleveland. That was the Cleveland game. All right, so you can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key?
Yo.
Cardinals 42, Saints 34. Here is Kyler Murray, who could be seen telling Cliff Kingsbury as he's walking off the field toward the sideline, calm the bleep down multiple times.
Down.
You love that. Huh?
Oh, you know what? That's something you would say to somebody.
Look at me. Yeah. I'm the captain now. That's what he told his coach.
I mean, every now and then, coaches get a little bit, you know, they get some time. You got to calm them down, man. Everybody, the old school, this old school mentality of you're the player and I'm the coach and you should never say anything back. Everybody's grown, right? I'm a grown-ass man. You're not going to talk to me just because you are a coach any right. type of way. That you want.
Yeah, we're in a working relationship. You're not my father.
It doesn't
right,
work
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And I've been known 20 years ago, so to speak, very long time ago, to check the coach on the sideline many times.
So why do you take so much abuse from Pat Costello on this show in that case? You just let him talk to you all kinds of crazy ways.
He's a young punk, so I kind of let him, you know,
Leave Pat alone.
He's just a young. He's trying to find his way.
Not scared of you.
He's trying to find his voice.
Yeah, trying to find his voice. But anyway,
there you go, Pat.
A lot of times with coaches, though, sometimes you have to snap back at them to get them to realize, okay, I'm doing a little much here. Doing a little much.
Here's Kyler Murray after the game, Jay.
I am grown.
On his squabble. I wouldn't call it a squabble. I call it more like he's a verbal berating from Kyler to the coach. Here he is on the at the post-game presser on what happened.
He's real animated over there on the sideline sometimes. So it's always, you know, it's never, you know, calm down. We're good. You know, we're going to make it right. We ended up scoring, so that was good. But, yeah, that's all I was saying. Just chill out. Clock was running down, and we couldn't have got off the play that we were trying to run. So it was, I guess it was my fault. I don't know, I'll take it. I don't know.
You know, this is the second quarter of the game. But, guys, Jay, like, I'm sure we've all experienced this. You ever work with producers, and actually Pat and Shannon are very much not like this, but you ever work with producers on a TV show or something, and something's going on, and they're going crazy.
Yes, Evan Wellner, yes. He worked with me.
But Evan wouldn't go crazy. Evan would get upset, but he would get upset and like.
Did you just hear the horn?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. That's confirmation.
That is confirmation. What I just said.
But what I'm saying is he could storm off or something, but he wouldn't create more of a commotion in your ear. There are producers I've worked with, live TV, live events, and they're making a commotion in your ear,
yes.
Like while you're trying to think. And it's like, hold on, that's not helpful.
Evan Wellner.
All right.
And I love Evan to death. But people do that all the time. And what happens too, if you look at the clip, Sean Jefferson, the receiver coach, that coaches for the Arizona Cardinals, he engages in the little spat. And when that happens, somebody else gets involved, you get more animated.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to tell him to leave you alone so you can tell you what the hell is going on.
You're making it better. You're making it worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I can't help myself. I'm so immature, though, because it's just looking at little Kyler Murray coming up trying to flex on Kip. I wish a little dude would come up with me like that.
Well, that little dude's strong,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, true. No, I'm not saying not.
He's a little fire hydrant, that dude.
Yeah, you better leave that dude alone.
Last night I'm watching it, and automatically, you know me, Key. I'm on social media. I'm like, oh, here we go. Trending. And everybody makes such a big deal out of it. But I'm like, yo,
because
if y'all could see how many times on the sidelines dudes curse each other out or players say curse words to coaches – you just find it's always next play where a spat happens, and then you quickly get over it. Like, that's part of the job description, man.
I done went off on my coaches and got in the car at the end of the game, and we went to get something to eat.
You laugh about it. You just get over it.
It's not that serious.
No.
By the way, on this show, people have spat. You get over it the next second. It's like, you know.
Unless you're Jay.
I hold on to it. I am spiteful. But it's like, I know we're never going to give, like, a war analogy. I know that, you know, Tom Brady gave like deployment and then had to apologize for using that analogy and saying the word deployment, like going to war. But like coming from Coach K, he used to always talk about that, right? Because there's a lot of army analogies and things of that sort. And he would say, yo, when we're in the trenches in battle, you think I have time to worry about how sensitive, like I said something to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't use the proper. People say things all the time. I used to get cursed out in high school.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
in high school.
So all the social media, as Jay talks about all the time, and the cameras are everywhere. Why are you laughing?
All the social media, as Jay talks about.
That's
all
me.
The
time. I got it.
He got all got the. All. Every time a new app comes out, he gets it. Yeah. Right? So it's like.
Or I invest in it. I invest in it.
That's well, I'm not going to talk about your money. But, you know,
every new app that comes out.
And so what happens is everybody. We're everywhere. We're on Amazon Prime. We're on ESPN. We're on NBC. We're at this game. We're on the red zone. We're just everywhere. This has been going on in professional football for years.
Right.
This is not the first time that there's been a major blow up on a national televised game. Not with a quarterback and a coach. I can go back to the Giants when Bill Parcells told Phil Sims, go sit your ass down. Remember that? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's not.
It's just not. It's high def now, and it's
different
high def. Angles.
It's different angles, and you're zooming in, and they're slow-mowing, and they can see exactly the words that come out of one's mouth. I mean,
listen,
people got phones, too. People are worse than the media sometimes.
Listen, how about – I think a lot of the reasons that people think the reffing is so bad – the refs are getting so bad – is just because you can see every blade of grass now. You couldn't in the old days.
Cliff Kingsbury looking at him like, I can't believe you're talking to me this way.
But Kyler's like, look, I got paid, coach. They're not moving on from me. Well, yeah, they could move on from you. They're not moving on from me. They
I know we
me.
Gotta get to break, but he's looking at him like, son, everything I've done for you, you're talking to me this way. Hey, I hope you get paid.
Straight up power play, though. I know I'm not going anywhere. How about you, Coach?
All right, we are going to get you set for four of the biggest games of the NFL weekend coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, Four Downs is brought to you by Geico here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save.
First down, Browns at Ravens.
First down is Browns at Ravens. And let me tell you about Browns and Ravens.
Yes, hold on, because it's a false start.
Here.
Paperwork.
There you
no,
go.
I got hey, it, but I had
I got
it.
You.
No, I got it. Here okay. we go. No, I got it because I was talking to my producer a minute ago and my papers got scrambled around. So we're talking about Browns at Ravens. The spread is Baltimore minus 6.5. The money line, Cleveland plus 228. Baltimore minus 6.5. The over-under is 45.5. The Ravens, according to FPI, is a 66.8% chance of winning this football game. The Ravens have lost a leading three double digits games this season, or tied for their most in a season in franchise history. Also in 1996 and 2016, they repeated the same thing. When you look at this football game, I do believe that the Ravens will win this game because the Cleveland Browns right now are still trying to find themselves. Lamar Jackson, outside of the fourth quarter in games, Max, you know he's been playing extremely well. He's got to stop the turnovers late in the fourth to give his team a real true chance of winning.
How important is this game to the Ravens' seasons, Jay?
I think it's not only important to the Ravens' season, as you talk about the AFC conference is a grind overall, right? But, I mean, I think it's important to Lamar Jackson. We were talking about a contract year. I know you're going to get paid what the market dictates you to get paid. But, I mean, there are a lot of games that this team should have won. Even last game, you talk about Giants when he threw that pick in the fourth. Right? Like, so there's – I think this is a must-win game for Lamar Jackson to kick off the season.
The Ravens could be undefeated, right? They have any losses that were – it was the Dolphins
Miami,
game.
Miami, the Bills.
And then two fourth-quarter
– like collapse.
Really, it was bad decisions on key plays by Lamar Jackson, which is why they lost those games. And otherwise, they could be undefeated. And I was expecting – him to be the MVP this year. He might still be. There's a long way to go, but he cannot be making those kind of decisions in the fourth quarter of those games.
No, he can't.
All right. Second down.
Second and 15.
Second down.
The false start.
Packers at Commanders.
We got a flag.
The Packers at the Commanders. The spread is Green Bay minus 4.5. The money line, Green Bay minus 220 and Washington plus 180. Over under is 41.5. FPI says the Packers are winning. Chances of winning is 68%. There, I think it should be a lot higher with the Commanders. Carson Wentz is not in the equation this week. It would have been even higher, I'm sure, if Carson Wentz was at the quarterback position. Here's what we have to look for, though. We have to see if they could get things turned around on the offensive side of the ball, especially on the vertical stretch game. The dink and dunk isn't working. Also, by the way, Matt LaFleur, you got two running backs. Run the damn football. Run the football. And I picked Green Bay to win this game.
Did Aaron Rodgers make the wrong decision, Jay, by staying in Green Bay?
No. there's something that I like, regardless it went through a lot of chaos, that he said, you know what, even though they're going to be salary cap restricted to a degree because of the money they got, but staying in Green Bay and not deciding just to run somewhere else to go win another championship, doing it for the place that it seems like you were raised in your professional career, I got respect for that at the end of the day, Key. And look, whenever you lose a player like Devontae Adams, I said that at the beginning of the year, you're going to regress to a certain extent. But it still comes back to me, like even in that interview, he was saying, hey, you know, look, Brian Gutekunst, we have to find somebody. There's somebody else out there for us to help continue to extend the vertical game. And that's what this team needs on top of their defense, Key, to be the defense everybody actually, you know, talked about it being at the beginning of the season.
I never felt like it was a mistake for him to stay. The only thing I'll say is this. I always looked at San Francisco. And if it's true that Shanahan plays Josh Allen and goes, okay, I need something more than Jimmy G. Well, Josh Allen ain't growing on trees. But you know who can do everything Josh Allen can do and some? Basically, is Aaron Rodgers, right? So, and since he's from the area,
he can do everything.
Well,
with Josh
it's
Allen
a different
do,
style. Okay. But the point is, no, he can't. He can't look for contact on a run like Josh Allen. But he can. Like, he can spin it. He can. He has a great arm. It's pinpoint laser. He can move. He's incredible. The point is, he's that level quarterback, elite. And San Francisco, if they wanted that, I always thought that made sense. Him to San Francisco, would have liked to see it. All right, third down.
Third down. Chiefs at 49ers.
This is a big one. Chiefs at 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers just acquired Christian McCaffrey, and I'm going to give you some odds on that in a second. Spread says that Kansas City at -2. The money line says Kansas City -140, San Francisco +118. The over-under for Jay is 48 in the hook. Oof. FPI says the Chiefs have a 69.5% chance of winning this football game. The San Francisco 49ers made a decision to go out and acquire Christian McCaffrey. They gave up a haul to get him, but I'll also call that a relationship trade because of familiarity back from the Shanahans with the parents and the McCaffreys and the Denver Broncos. So to win it all, San Francisco 49ers went from +1,800 to +1,400, okay? Then in terms of winning it all again, they went from +700 to -600 to win the conference. In the division, they went from +105 to -110. Odds on favorites right now, based on all that, to win the division.
Jay, I've never
and
heard.
And I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs still because I don't know if McCaffrey's even going to play right in this game.
Right.
I mean, he might.
But in terms of the odd shifts, running back trades never affect the odds like that. And what that tells me, Jay, is he is not perceived as just a running back. He's perceived, you know, in a different style, but like Debo in the sense that you can't really pin him down to a single position.
That +700 to that +700 to +600 to win the NFC, the NFC conference looks like garbage right now. So it seemed like that those odds should be even better than that.
I mean, the Eagles are playing at a high level. Still, the Cowboys have a good defense. I mean, it's not the same as the AFC, but yeah.
I mean, you mentioned two teams.
Yeah. I guess it just comes down to if you really trust Jimmy G. That's why, to me, this whole thing is the perfect experiment to watch in real time. Because some people, like Max, has been saying, like, he likes Jimmy G a lot. I've questioned Jimmy G in those big moments. Right, so now that if you have the tools,
fine,
you have the pieces, but I don't like just fine to help me win a Super Bowl.
Oh, no, I understand.
I want exceptional to win me Super Bowls.
He could screw something up for you.
Yeah, and that's why I say Aaron Rodgers on that team would have been incredible. But they don't have Aaron Rodgers, and Trey Lance is not going to be Josh Allen. I mean, like, if he is, that's an incredible story. Josh Allen becoming Josh Allen is an incredible story. Jalen Hurts becoming Jalen. It doesn't always work out that way. Just because a guy has a lot of tools, he turns into this machine, right?
Yeah.
But so that's what they were looking for. They didn't get it. What they have now, though, you know what Jimmy G can do? He can hand the ball to the running back. He can get the ball out, read a defense quickly, get the ball out quickly, and now he's got, as
Agreed.
Key said, multiple versatile weapons.
1,000%. I agree with that. But I look for it's not like it's like the regular season. I could care less about them winning games. It's going to come down to those moments where you need him to make the throw.
Yep.
You need him to make the throw. Can he be that dude?
Time will tell, but you know what? Now time will tell because we're going to expect him to be in some big games after this trade.
Well, I know Patrick Mahomes can make the throw.
Oh.
I mean, even without Tyreek Hill, they still lead the league in points per game.
Yeah, no one's confusing Jimmy G with Patrick Mahomes, I hope. So should teams still be afraid of the Chiefs?
I mean, to me, I would be afraid of the Chiefs as long as they have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy on the sideline.
The Chiefs lost one game to the Bills.
Like, I think just the way they scheme, I think having a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes that we call the modern-day Houdini on the field, I don't know how you wouldn't be intimidated.
They lost one game. They lost actually two games, but one game to the Bills that stood out a week ago. And all of a sudden, everybody's mind is changed on the Kansas City Chiefs.
By the way, not only did they only lose that game to the Bills recently, but
– Recently.
But –
A week ago.
It was a winnable game.
Like, yes.
What was shocking about it was that Patrick Mahomes didn't come through in the end.
But this whole narrative all of a sudden has changed because they lost to the Bills. Like, should they go out and get another receiver?
Look at that.
What do they need? Oh, my God.
Look at that. Like, so you know what's incredible about that list? Most touchdowns in the first 70 games of their career. Patrick Mahomes, 168. Dan Marino, 167. Aaron Rodgers, 134. What's incredible about that list is if you said, take the team and the context and the coaching and everything away and just tell me the three dudes that you've ever seen that you were like, okay, this is my top three talent-wise. As passers, it may be those three for me. Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers. Right? Like, Peyton Manning didn't have the same level arm strength. John Elway didn't have the same precision. If you're talking about arm strength, precision, everything,
What did you say about John Elway?
Didn't have the same precision as those guys. He had the arm strength, not the same precision.
Bearbacks? You better stop.
You think John Elway was as precise as Marino back then?
Man, he was a pull out a knife and do some cutting.
As Marino? You had to say who was more precise between Marino and Elway, who would you say?
It was a different type of passing game that the Dolphins utilized.
But you think he was as precise?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay. That's not the perception. At least that's not my perception. Marino was like a laser-guided missile.
No, that number seven in Denver.
He caught one pass from him in the Pro Bowl, and
played against him. Several passes.
I think he has spent a lot of time dreaming about
what
quarterbacks he would like to catch passes
I was about to say, he caught a pass from him, and like a halo came in. He was like, this is what it's like. This is what it's like.
Maybe he said that about me.
Go ahead.
You know,
go ahead.
What'd he say?
Come on, man.
It's like, what it's like to throw those sticky fingers over here, right?
He had a couple sticky fingers himself, though.
Yeah.
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 He had receivers in Denver. He didn't need me. I probably would have been the fifth best.
Fourth down.
Lions at Cowboys.
Yes, fourth down. I'm not going to punt on this one. The spread says Dallas -7. The money line, Detroit +250. Dallas -320. The over-under is 49. I think Dallas will be getting most of those points of that 49. FPI, the Cowboys have an 83.2% chance of winning. Check this out, fella. Dak Prescott is 3-0 in his career versus the Lions. Now, obviously, it's a different regime. His most wins versus a single opponent without a loss. 8 pass TDs and 0 INTs in 3 games. The Dallas Cowboys will win this game going away. Dak Prescott doesn't have to do much. They need to keep the Cooper Rush game plan. And if they need to expand here or there, one or two or three plays, do it. But don't get all giddy and happy because you got a brand new shiny car that you pulled out of the shop.
High off your own supply in Dallas. All right. Which return, Jay, is going to mean more? Dak to the Cowboys or Tua to the Dolphins?
Tua to the Dolphins. I mean, the offense, I know what the defense is for the Cowboys, and there's a lot more upside, obviously, with Dak than Cooper Rush. I get that. But I've seen how depleted the offense is for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, look, they're averaging 27 points per game with Tua. Now they've been averaging 17 points per game, right? So when the offense can't put up those type of numbers and Tua is slinging it with the precision that he has, I'm going to say Tua.
I should just disagree with Jay just to – what do you call it?
Just for the sake of doing it.
Tweak them.
Trend or whatever on Twitter.
Trending.
Trend on Twitter. I should just disagree with him so the Miami Dolphin fans could just attack me. No, Jay's right, though.
I
back in the
I dropped this yesterday, Key, on the call. Sorry, Max. I dropped this yesterday.
Go.
With, on the call because I'm sitting there. I'm like, I've been obviously I know a lot of people down in Miami and been talking to them about around the team organization, and I'm really finding myself keep wondering should Tua come back like
this year at all?
Yeah. Like overall, and I know that on the gridiron. People are always going to say, well, that's how guys are built, and it's about toughness.
I guess.
And all this stuff. But, like, watching the way he was slaying two games in a row, knowing that he had a concussion the first game, essentially, and then catching it the second game, like, and I know he has a chance to get the bag, and I get that, right? I get that for his legacy and his money. But at the end of the day, Key, his health, man, you get hit the wrong way, you're putting somebody's life on the line.
I tried to explain this to people on NFL Live the other day, and the Dolphin fans attacked me viciously and maliciously on social media because I said that Tua probably shouldn't be out there so early. And what do I know? I'm a doctor now. I'm saying, well, first of all, I'm not a doctor. I just know what I see. Nor do I claim to be a doctor. And I've been around players that have had concussions and come back a week or two later, and they barely get tapped, and they're out for 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. They come back, they barely get tapped, they're out for the rest of the season. I've been around that. So my whole thing is, I understand medically clear. Okay, he's medically cleared. But doesn't mean that you have to go out there and play and participate in the situation right now. But look, here's what I would say. Hopefully, these sort of things will not come back, and they won't occur again. And he'll be able to get through the game.
Which
I'm with you, Che. I don't know.
If you were knocked out in a prize fight, right, there's a mandatory waiting period of months before you can get in there again. Now, the issue with Tua for me, guys, in my experience watching boxing, for example, is not just that he got a concussion and he couldn't play again, right? But the fact that they brought him back 4 days after he clearly had a neurological event take place because of a knock on the head, right? 4 days later, they brought him back, and he got concussed again. To me, now I wonder what's going to happen the next time he gets hit. In other words, sometimes it like short circuits a guy's wiring, where from then on out, whenever he gets tapped in the head, he's done. Right?
Max, I've had a concussion before, and I'll tell you, I came back like 3.5 weeks later. Like just getting bumped body to body, like was enough to throw me off. Where I felt awkward. I felt awkward for a while, for another week or two.
Max, I played with Wayne Corbett. Mm-hmm. And Wayne used to get concussions, and he would get hit, and his locker was next to mine. I used to tell him, I said, man, why are you still playing? You ain't got nothing to prove. Why are you still out here? Oh, no, I'm good. Boom. Oh, well, he's out again.
He was the best receiver on the team. You want him to retire?
Yeah, I needed him to retire so I could
be the best receiver on the team.
Yes, I remember that. That is correct.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, joins us now.
He brought in a bowl of oatmeal.
It's 6 in the morning. It's 6, almost 7 a.m. I need to get my oats in.
Well, you're dressed professionally. Can we act professionally?
I mean, he's hiding it, Jay, until you pointed it out.
Oh, because I smell it, and I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
You're hungry.
I'm starving. The guy comes in with oatmeal. Like,
I got oatmeal. I got a whole thing. There's two things. Cinnamon, apple cinnamon.
He does look like he's eating your food, by the way. It's like you took your share, too.
Rob, there's two things I can share with you. If you want something to be told,
don't say it. Yeah, say it around me.
Say it around Jay.
Yeah, because it's gonna come up.
Oh, it's gonna. It's coming up. You wanted something to be. Oh
hey,
my God.
Between us, just you know.
Yeah. I'll say it on the radio.
Between us and everybody else listening to the show.
Well, I was talking. You said between us, but I feel like I need to relay this message to everyone.
Oh, he's gonna get it out.
No,
oh,
listen. I made this oatmeal. I'm walking. I'm like, okay, it's 6:45. All right, let me just. I'm not going to let it get cold.
What would hurt if he spilled some on this nice suit?
Like he spilled, like what Jay was spilling the coffee over there?
Right, no, you're not going to reframe that conversation.
Well, he's got the laptop.
I got everything out.
But you got to be real careful.
Your foot is on the place where Max always spills coffee. Okay. But
why are you always pointing out we're a team. Whoever spilled it is not important.
I mean, I would probably argue the fact that, you know, it's more dangerous to have a mug of coffee around all your electronics than a bowl of oatmeal.
That's probably true.
So it's Brady.
I could turn this thing upside down. It's like a milkshake. That thing ain't coming out.
So you just heard a whole conversation about Tua, right?
Yes.
Where are you on that?
I mean, I talked about the whole thing when it happened. But at this point right now, like, he's got to be concerned about another one.
Long term
because it's three in the same year, which that's not good. That's not good at all. So you don't want to be out there. And we say this all the time. I mean, it doesn't matter what sport. And you talk about you can't change your style of play, because if you start thinking about it, that's when you slow down a little bit. And, you know, football's a
– it's tackle.
Football's a,
take you to
football's
the ground.
A, football's
while
a crazy sport in a sense.
Philosophizing, you're getting tackled, yeah.
You know, it's almost like I try to theorize it as you're going through an intersection. You know, you can go through it a thousand times and everything's great, but it only takes one time that you get hit, you know. So that's the risk involved in football. We all know there's risk involved. That's why you're paid as much as you're paid, because there's risk and there's reward. It's concerning because, you know, at this point right now, we don't know like how long this previous injury is going to affect him, is he going to be out there and have another one easier, because, you know, just like a boxer, one big shot, I mean, you've seen this, Max, one time can affect you, and then the rest of your career is different because you can't take the same
shot. Usually it happens, in my experience, is when guys come back too fast. That's why they had a short week. They could have given him that week off and at least given him, at the very least, 10 days to recover. But 100 hours after the first event, he had another one, and now I'm concerned that he will never respond to it the same way again. I hope that concern is not the reality, but that's what I'm thinking about.
You know what's crazy is Russell Wilson in college, his freshman year, had almost the same exact hit in college, and he had the whole cart. You know, they came out with the cart. He was – had the same – it was almost like the same thing. Look it up. You know, Russell Wilson, first college appearance, he got knocked out like that.
Nick, what the hell is Brady doing, man?
I don't know.
Is he going to retire, not retire? Because he simply said that the future is nowhere near. I mean,
well, let's
the
listen to it. Brady, we have the sound. Listen.
No retirement in my future.
He's
thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
He's not serious. Somebody asked him a question.
Yeah.
Are you going to retire mid-season?
That's what I thought. That's what I said.
Yeah.
A reporter said
there was – because I think Chris Sims, I do believe, somebody brought up him walking away before the season was
That's
over.
That's what I thought.
So he probably in his own head is like, oh, yeah, okay. Now I'm not retiring ever. I'm going to keep playing forever. So – that was a stupid question. I mean, that's a dumb question. Yeah, Tom Brady, are you going to retire before the season's over?
Yeah, it's not like
because that's like saying, are you going to quit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, do you think he's going to quit? He
didn't
probably have no
that's
one
what I
leg.
Said. I said, was it about this season?
I just when sometimes when reporters ask questions, man, the looks that I would
you
give
know,
people,
you
like,
know,
really?
Because
like,
what, like,
but
what
it's
are you,
not even
like I'm Tom Brady. I'm going to quit on my team.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
who I am.
Yeah, it's like come on, like you want to look at the person and be like, are you serious? Are you seriously asking?
Do you think this
question?
Is it? When he asked, this is it for Tom this year?
I mean, he's 45 years old, and I think
he looks 45.
He looks, you know, I think at a certain point, there's two sides of when you're playing. You love it, right? And you're still feeling that whatever you're getting out of it, you're still getting that feeling. And I feel like last year, you know, coming so close, and they're right there. He was probably like, man, I could just.
Now this
so
year,
close, and then this year he looks like
this year he looks bad, and everything else
because
that's
he's getting hit. And you know, when you're listen, I'm 38. I don't want to get hit. You know, he's 45 getting hit out there. So it just
imagine that.
And then it's frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating because there was a changeover in the coaching, and then now there's issues on the team,
allegedly.
The coaching allegedly. So
I predict Tom Brady can fall off the cliff in the next 18 months. Now
seven
he'll play
years
forever.
Later.
You want me to make sure he doesn't retire? I can do that
yeah,
right
the,
now.
Do the cliff. Yeah,
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN, NFL analyst. Thanks, Nick. Always good to see you.
You called him Nick?
Nink.
Ninko. He said Nick, though.
Are the 49ers legit contenders now that they have Christian McCaffrey? Coming up, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.